Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, February 4th, 1952. Shopkeeper fined for opening shop on Sunday. On this day, February 4th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that a shopkeeper who operated his business at Howell's Cross Road, St. Michael, was found guilty of opening his business to patrons on Sunday, August 19th, 1951. Their honors, Mr. H. A. Vaughan and Mr. A. J. H. Hansham, confirmed the original guilty verdict of His Worship, Mr. H. A. Talma, who imposed a fine of 30 shillings to be paid in 2 weeks in lieu of 1 month's imprisonment with hard labor. Mr. Errol Walton Bower represented the defendant, while Sergeant Murray, who was attached to the Central Police Station, prosecuted the case. The facts of the case as presented to the court were as follows. Corporal Shepherd informed the court that while he was on duty on Howell's Cross Road on Sunday, August 19, 1951, he saw the door of a shop opened. Upon entering the premises, Corporal Shepherd stated that he saw the defendant behind the counter and a man and a woman in front of the counter. The man was drinking rum from a bottle on the counter. Corporal Shepherd then asked the defendant if he was the proprietor of the shop, and he replied, yes. Corporal Shepherd's testimony was corroborated by Constable 139 Warner, who was on patrol with him on Howell's Cross Road on August 19th. Mr. Barrow, in his address before the court, contended that the prosecution had failed to prove that the door of the shop was open for business. He intimated that Corporal Shepherd and Constable Warner saw a completely different state of affairs. Justices Vaughan and Hansham rejected Mr. Barrow's argumentation and stated that the evidence presented to the court had been substantiated and noted that no credible counter evidence had been presented. They therefore upheld Justice Talma's guilty verdict. This case harkens to an era in Barbados in which the Shops Act and similar statutes sought to preserve Barbados's Christian heritage. To the Christian populace, the sanctity of Sunday was deemed paramount. Hence, any shopkeeper found guilty selling rum or spirituous beverages on the Lord's Day could face severe sanction.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.